At the recent close of the Mexican border, livestock markets were extremely volatile. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. Our U.S.-Mexican border opened last Monday to the importation of cattle, bison, and horses, and just 3 days later, it closed again. As a new case of New World screwworm was reported about 370 miles south of that U.S.-Mexico border. And like we can expect, the markets reacted accordingly.
Unbelievable volatility and a huge amount of volume today, too. I think that has to be pointed out. When you have a huge amount of volume and you end up only 55 cents lower in August live cattle, that means a lot of contracts exchanged hands. So maybe some of those long-holding funds got out of some positions after, like you said, the bullish news that we're closing down the Mexican border again. And, you know, a lot of people have asked me, when do you think it would be reopened again? I'm like, I have no clue. It's not a good thing when the screw room is still in Mexico, and it's getting closer to the U.S. It's still 370 miles away is where this new case was found, but still, that's getting a little too close for comfort.
And that's Dwayne Bussey with Bolt Marketing. And in the weekly exports last week, we saw about 11,000 metric tons of beef and about 24,000 metric tons of pork on the export wire, which pork's main buyer was primarily China.
Yeah, you're right. It was very nice to see China in as the major buyer of pork. Not a huge weekly sale, but a good one. But no, I think the lean hog market was just almost kind of like me in awe, just watching the cattle market drop and move $2 every couple of minutes. So I think it kind of followed suit. Did look like cutouts in cash or maybe trying to form some support around that 107 area. So I'm hoping the futures market can as well. I mean, August actually early on in the trade took out the weekly highs, but then we closed down a dollar lower. So technically not a great close. But
with your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.